AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The new White House press secretary is scheduled to hold her first news briefing this hour. One of the issues that will be discussed is the White House pause on federal grants and loans, scheduled to take effect later today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the funding freeze has plunged the country into chaos.
Last night, President Trump plunged the country into chaos without a shred of warning. The Trump administration announced a halt to virtually all federal funds across the country.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on President Trump's plan to arrest illegal immigrants.
Federal officers are operating with a new sense of mission since President Trump started his crackdown on immigration. The number of immigration-related arrests each day has more than doubled since President Trump took office. Matthew Elliston with Immigration and Customs Enforcement was involved in raids around Washington, D.C. He says the worst go first.
So far, we've apprehended the man wanted for homicide in El Salvador. We've apprehended the armed robber.
Elliston says nobody gets a free pass anymore.
We will constantly be out looking for them, especially these egregious public safety cases. The looking for these guys will never stop.
Arrested in a Chicago raid was Yanitza Marquina's father.
It's heartbreaking. They took a good man. A hardworking father.
Marquina says her father, a warehouse worker, was facing a battery charge and is not a criminal.
The past is the past. I believe everybody deserves a second chance here.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Colombian migrants deported from the U.S. are returning home on Colombian military flights following a diplomatic dispute between the two countries over the flight. Sean Duffy has been confirmed as transportation secretary. Duffy is a 53-year-old former Wisconsin congressman and reality TV star. This is AP News. The French president has announced a major overhaul to modernize a Paris museum.
The world-famous Mona Lisa will get her own dedicated room. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris, where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The initiative is much needed. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities, prone to water leaks and other damage. Macron said the renovations will include a new entrance and new underground rooms. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Trump has invited him to the White House on February 4th. That would make Netanyahu the first foreign leader to visit Washington in Trump's second term. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ and most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.